All right, this is Andrew Goff with the Lost Coast Outpost.
And this is Stephanie McGarry, also with the Lost Coast Outpost. How are you, Andrew? I've missed your face.
I am often bored out of my mind. And as such, we're trying something just out of boredom. We miss people. I miss people a little bit. So Steph and I were talking, and we were like, let's just talk to some people. And we're going to have some conversations with people in the community, just talking about the weirdness that is our world in the COVID era. Nothing hard hitting, but I just say, we just wanted to talk to some other adults.
Yes. So today we're so lucky to be joined by Arcata City Council member Paul Patino, who agreed to be our guinea pig for our first attempt at having a Zoom interview.
What's up, Paul?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Other than the city council meetings, have you been Zooming with other people?
No. I'm Zooming with other meetings, but yeah, only government stuff.
How have those been going for you, Paul? How do you like it? Does it work okay?
It does. The Zoom is a little constrained, you know, because I'm used to looking at the people that I'm meeting with. And the nuance of people's attitude or impatience or agreement, you don't get that with the Zoom. You only get what they say.
So other than your council business, we're living in very strange times right now. Just for you personally, what are your days like? How have you been spending your shelter time?
I've been spending a lot of time working on a project. I've been rehabbing my studio apartment for years and years and never had time to paint or to, you know, finish off. Yeah. And so now with the indeterminate length of this, I may get done.
yeah, that's been a silver lining for a lot of people, I think, getting some projects done.
Yeah, I've always been really busy, and with the council, you know, it's sort of a black hole for your time. Yeah. And so you don't have a lot of extra time to do projects. And, you know, I'm finding that I'm doing things that I started 3 or 4 years ago or longer.
Yeah.
All sorts of walls in my house are getting painted right now, but I never would have expected this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird thing. The expectation of what you'll do and what you'll get done and what it's going to be like. It's kind of like, for me, it really brings home, live in the moment. This is it now. Be the best you can be and make the best decision you can make. And don't worry about anything, number one. Certainly not the future, which we have no idea what it's going to be like. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it is a little devastating as far as city, county, state finances. Because, you know, as fewer people work, there's fewer taxes, there's lower sales tax, lower transit occupancy, bed tax. So suddenly we're going from a year where it looked like we're in pretty good shape and had good reserves to where, you know, we may be in critical space if it continues.
Yeah. I feel like the Arcata City Council has really been really stepping up its game, though, and in responding to this emergency. I mean, do you feel proud of anything in particular that you guys have accomplished?
I'm glad we have a city manager that's willing to step out there and grab a hold of the challenges and make decisions. And, you know, she has us supporting her because we have great faith in her, and her decision-making is generally the best that I could find anywhere. Especially with the situation with the unsheltered homeless. Well,
yeah.
They're always unsheltered, okay? Oh, that's kind of a weird term, you know?
Yeah.
Taking on a new meaning, though.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. To helping the homeless shelter in place and creating a place where they can do that.
Aside from some of the things that the council has accomplished or the city manager, like, what have you seen as really positive changes in the community?
I would say people are much more interested in talking to each other when they see each other.
Yeah, we're hungry for,
we're hungry
for human interaction.
I find myself cutting lawn and I look over and there's somebody standing on the sidewalk waiting, and I go, you want to talk to me? And they go, oh no, I just want to watch. I'm like, okay.
But mowing the lawn is more interesting than it's ever been.
You know, they're patient. They wait till I look up and then they go, hi.
With the people you talk to, do you get the sense that people are doing okay? Do they have a positive demeanor about all this? Are they nervous? Or
I would say it's relatively a neutral attitude. You know, they don't look worried and scared, and they're settling in with it. I think the more that we all accept this and say, hey, maybe we're going to have to wear masks for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So get used to it. Yeah. Get a few different ones, hand them out. I think the masking thing is a point of contention at this point that for me, I feel like any business that's open to the public should have a sign on the front that says, no mask, please don't enter. We're not quite there yet. Pretty mm-hmm. much most places I go to, it's a mix. It's probably 75%. Or 80% masked, but you only need one. And you pull your t-shirt over your head.
Yeah. You know, you and I both shop at the co-op, of course. Right. And I feel like that's become now maybe the number one place I feel the most uncomfortable. I know that they do limit the amount of people they let in, but it still feels like a lot. And I feel like it's really difficult to maintain that 6 feet of distance from people, you know.
Yeah, how do you pass each other when the aisles are 5 feet wide?
Yeah,
there's two people. It just the math doesn't work, you know.
Exactly.
So speaking of groceries, can I ask you what you're eating? Have you switched up your game at all? Are you going to restaurants for takeout?
I used to in my normal life prior to COVID. I'd eat breakfast or lunch somewhere in a restaurant, someplace in Arcata, basically every day. But obviously that's not happening. So I look for places that are easy takeout connection. A lot of times when I want to eat, I don't think ahead to call for takeout. Okay. Yeah. So some places who have opened up their front door and they've got a door guard there that says, well, you can't come in, you can order and I'll bring it to you. And that's a momentary, instantaneous thing that works for me.
What about at home? Have you been trying out any new exciting cooking ventures? I see a lot of people are doing that.
No, I kind of went the other way. I thought, I don't want to shop. I've got all these little boxes of mac and cheese. What does this stuff taste like?
That seems to be the standard COVID diet right now, is mac and cheese.
Yeah,
that you forgot you had stored.
Yeah, it's not the healthiest thing, but I have a good garden, so I have tons of kale. So I might have mac and cheese with kale.
Can I ask you where you're getting your information these days? Has that changed at all, your information diet?
Well, I attend the county call-in COVID updates from DHHS and the sheriff. I attend those on Tuesday and Thursday. So they download pretty much everything they give to the public. And then there's an opportunity for each entity, city, tribe, whoever, community services district, there's an opportunity for each one of them to ask a question. And in their question asking, I'm learning about where they are also. It's those are good updates for me, besides the paper and you guys.
Right, yes, I was going to say, and of course you get most of your up-to-date information from the Lost Coast Outpost.
I was not fishing for a plug.
Yeah. Well, other than, having the face-to-face interactions with other people in your community, what do you think you kind of miss the most about the old world, pre-COVID world?
You know, the thing that I've practiced now, and it's kind of pretty much in my life has gone away, is that when I would meet somebody, you know, if there's somebody hadn't seen me for a while and real supportive. They come up and give you a big hug. They don't care how dirty you are, you know? And I've gotten so used to that, that it's like, wow, I haven't hugged anybody in whom, you know, besides my partner in forever, you know? Is it forever we don't do this again?
I mean, you've learned the elbow bump. That's the
attraction
for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I was training people with that. I said, you know, let's not shake hands with elbow bump. And now it's like, stay back.
Can't even do that. I know. I liked the elbow bump. I thought it was kind of fun. But
it had its moments. Now we wait.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Is there anything else that you want to add, Paul? Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
I think that what I have to offer is that, you know, this is a real, real great example of don't have expectations. Mm. You know, live it right now, this moment, because the expectations they always end up biting you somehow. I guess I have to say, I love everybody. sorry I can't hug and kiss you, but this is all you get.
This is a virtual hug right now.
Yeah, we're giving virtual hugs. Exactly. Virtual hugs.
Yeah.
Councilmember Paul Patino, again, thank you for joining us on our little experiment.
You know, I had one thing that came up in case anybody is experiencing food insecurity or has some issue of that sort. There is a county call number, 877-410-8809. It's a food benefits for job loss program run by the Health and Human Services. So if you're experiencing food insecurity loss, call that number.
All right. Thank you. Thanks so much for the tip, Paul.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was nice. A little chat with a city council member. Normal dude.
Thank you so much to Paul for being the guinea pig for our first show, whatever you want to call this. I don't know.
And if it feels like people want more of these, we may do more. Who knows how much longer we're going to be stuck in our homes, but Loco's there for you.
We are. And it's great to chat with you too, Andrew. Let's do it again.
Been decent.
Take care.
Bye, Steph.